Thank you. They can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Marvis, while people call me Dukes. And today, I'm going to be taking over my mommy's show. We are going to call this the Listen Dukes Show. I'll be playing my favorite songs, reading from my bestseller book, My Superpowers Are Not Weird. I will also be reading from my brother Jaden's bestseller, The Honorable Bee, and taking questions from the audience. I hope we have a great time today. As we prepare for Resurrection Day tomorrow, we're going to start playing my first song, which is Pretty Hurts by Beyonce.
That's right. Pretty Hurts.
Yeah.
You gotta slow down and talk louder.
Okay.
All right.
Miss Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl, what's in your head? It doesn't matter, brush your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear.
Nation.
And that was Pretty Hurts by Beyonce. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that song, Dukes?
It's so good.
Why do you like that song?
Because it's my favorite. It's my favorite song.
Why?
Because I can listen to it in the tub. While in the tub.
What are you doing right now?
Eating. I can do it while eating in the bed.
What are you eating in the bed?
A cheeseburger.
Whose pillow are you laying on right now?
My dad's pillow.
Are you having a great time today taking over my show?
Yes. And I want you to donate me so bad because I'm going to be rich so good.
You're going to be rich?
Yeah.
So who needs to donate?
You can.
And who else?
Huh? Me.
You're going to donate too?
I don't only have $1 left.
Okay, so I have to donate to you.
Then I'll have $21. That will equal
$2,200
Robux.
Okay, so today what are we talking about?
Resurrection Day.
We're talking about Resurrection Day, right?
Right.
And is Resurrection Day a good day?
Yes.
Why do you think Resurrection is a good day?
Because, you know why? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the cross.
He rose from the dead, right?
Right.
And how did he die?
He died for our sins.
How? Where was he at when he died?
Well, was he at? On the cross.
That's right. And what day was that?
That was Good Friday.
That's right. And what happened on Good Friday?
Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
And on the third day,
he rose from the dead on Resurrection Day.
And why did he die?
To make, you know why?
Why?
Because, okay, let me go on.
Why did he die?
He died on the cross that we may be forgiven and by praying to God.
Okay. So he died so that we can do what?
Live eternally in heaven.
And why is it important for kids to know what Easter means? Why is it important? It's okay what?
It's okay that they play with bunnies and eat candy because we are kids. It's also important that kids just know how much Jesus loves us. If they don't know that, then they'll take it for granted. Means that they won't appreciate what he did to save us from our sins.
That's good, sweetheart. So, when people say Easter, is that the correct word to use?
No.
What's the correct word?
Resurrection Day.
Resurrection Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, today, what are you going to be doing for us today?
Hosting the show for Mom.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
I'm listening to my favorite songs.
And what else?
And reading my book and my brother's book. The first book I'm gonna read is Jaden's.
You're gonna read Jaden's book first?
Yeah.
And what's the name of his book?
His name of his book is The Honor Will Be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are we gonna play a song first before we do that?
Sure.
What song do you wanna play?
Sensational.
You want to play Sensational?
Let's do Pretty Hurts again.
Mm-hmm. We can do Sensational.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next song that we're going to play is Sensational by Chris Brown. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
nobody else. Dale, girl, she went to school. So. Now she want me busca, so me busca. Dale, girl, she went to school. So. You say it's obvious, it's obvious.
I just had to give my mom some Pepsi.
And what else?
And give my chocolate milk.
So the first book you're going to read is what?
The Honorable Bee.
You got to say it louder so they can hear.
The Honorable Bee.
By who?
By Jaden Smith, by my brother.
Jaden what?
Jaden Smith Cox.
And they can find this book where?
They can find this book.
On Amazon.
On Amazon. And you can find my book on Amazon too. It only costs $2.99. Once upon a time, there was a colony in a neighborhood called Montgomery. But there was one particularly small bee that was incredibly shy, who loved collecting honey. That bee was me. I wanted to be the best worker in the colony, but nobody believed me. They would bully me and tease me for my size, as if I was a lowly ant. I sobbed and sobbed. I even told my queen, but all she did was laugh at me and told me to go back to work. I felt like I was a jester with no pay. I don't know why I even told the queen, because Queen Molly is a very mean queen. She often used me like a footstool during the night guard, during the day guard for the hive at night. So everyone was just...
Calm down. Sit up. Breathe.
continue.
While everyone was asleep, I planned my escape, not only because I felt,
isolated
and alone, also because I had enough. When I was determined to be a worthy of love and respect, I knew I would have to trap myself to do so. I went to the garden in search of this so-called beautiful flower. I went from garden to garden with no luck. I had to wait for the next one.
They can't hear you because you're breathing instead of.
I had to wait for the next sunshine. One morning, as I waited, I looked around the neighborhood searching and carving for something to eat or drink. I found a half-drunken soda can.
Sit up. You're doing so great. Just gotta make sure you breathe so you don't run out of breath, okay? There you go. And breathe slow.
I tipped the can over so I can have a place to sleep. As I tried to get some rest, my mind worried a lot about my loved ones. I wonder if my aunt was worried about me too. When dawn struck, I took my opportunity to go back, eavesdrop on the soldiers' conversation that was happening outside the hive. Did you hear about that people seeing one of the soldiers mumbled? You think I care?
Huh? Okay.
Did you hear about that bee that went missing? One of the soldiers mumbled. You think I care about that useless outcast? Ha! I don't even think he has a name. One of the soldiers laughed when I doubted over what I heard. Now they think of it, I never knew my name. I always allowed my to call
you
me.
Had you always what?
I've always allowed people to call me whenever I or a nickname they wanted for so long.
Okay, we're gonna end there, okay? Because we only have a few minutes left.
Okay, so what time does it end?
Whatever time we want it to end, okay?
Okay.
But we still gotta play songs. And we gotta take questions. And we gotta read from your other book.
Okay.
So, what do you wanna do? Play another song?
I'd rather read my book first.
Let's play a song. That way you can drink your milk and then we'll come back and read your book.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds good.
But so far, what's going on with the Honorable Bee? What happened? What did we read so far?
What did we read so far? Let me check.
Now, we just got through reading about him. What did he do?
He wanted to be the best worker in the world,
mm-hmm.
in the colony, but nobody believed him.
Mm-hmm. So what did he do?
So he planned to escape.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do when he escaped?
He went from garden to garden with no luck.
And then what did he end up sleeping at?
In the can, a half drinking soda. A half in a can.
And then when he went home, what happened?
They mumbled and called him a useless outcast.
And what did they say about his name?
He doesn't have a name.
Did that make him happy?
That make them curious.
And what else?
And disappointed. One of the soldiers, and
devastated. That's the same as disappointed, right?
Uh-huh. What does devastated mean?
Disappointed, upset, frustrated. All of those things wrap into one, right?
Uh-huh.
So we left it there, right?
Right.
So for people to know what happened at the end, what do they got to do?
What happened at the end?
What do they have to do to figure out what happened at the end?
Huh? Buy the book.
And where do they buy the book from?
Amazon.
So now we're going to go to the next song. And the next song
is what?
Let's see what the next song is.
Let's see what the next song is.
I love you forever?
Mm-mm. Made for me.
So what's the next song?
Made for me.
Made for me. All right. Let's play Made for Me.
After I show, I'm gonna go and play my game with my robots. And I'll probably buy some.
You gonna do what?
I'm probably... Thank you for 667 likes on that song.
And for the people who are
listening.
Now you're going to do what?
Now I can read my book. My superpowers are not weird.
Okay, you got to say what I can hear.
I'm going to read. My superpowers are not weird.
by me and my dad, Morris Cox Jr. and my dad.
Okay, so start your book.
Hi, my name is Morris Cox Jr.
Okay, Jr. You gotta breathe, baby. You say loud.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Marvis Cox Jr. I am a superhero. Today, I want to talk to you about a superpower called autism. You see, I'm only 7 years old, but when I was 6, I was told about it. My daddy said people in...
They can't hear you.
My dad said people in this world will treat others differently at times. My mommy says people fear what they don't understand. Sometimes because it's the color of their skin, but other times because how they are on the inside, how they act when our friends come around, maybe not how every kid at their age might act. At first, I didn't understand this because I was taught to love everybody.
You was taught to love who?
Everybody.
That's right.
One day, while my mom was running errands, I asked Daddy to take me to the water park. Yay, I knew I was going to have a great time and meet new friends. I am so excited. I smiled as we pulled in the parking lot. When I got excited, my insides filled with bubbles of energy, and I started to wiggle and flap my hands.
You're going too fast. You gotta slow down a little bit, okay? Start with it feels.
It feels electric, and I can't help it. I get a rush like Superman, and it's actually pretty cool.
Louder so they can hear you, okay?
Okay. I ran over to the slide and told everybody, Hi, I'm Marvis. I said, I am a superhero. I gave him that smile that my mommy says makes the world so much better.
Breathe. There you go.
Okay.
Next page.
Hi, I'm Marvis. Hi, I'm Jacob.
Louder.
Hi, I'm Jake. Hi, I'm Jacob, and that's Mark and George. We are all friends. You can be our friend too, Jacob said. Since I was a superhero, they let me take the lead as captain of the Imagineers. As we were playing, I started to feel the super bubbles in my tummy and began to flap my wings. I got really loud and jumpy. If I showed them my superpowers, they would think I was cool. I was cool, but they just looked at me and ran away. My heart got really sad and tears began to run down my cheeks. Why don't they like me back? I asked my dad as he watched over. I just want to play and have fun.
Okay, so we're going to end there.
End there right
now. Okay, and we're going to read
this part.
Mm-hmm.
My superpowers are awesome, unique, intelligent, special, and magnificent.
And that reads what?
Autism. I know.
And what's the Bible verse?
The Bible verse, therefore, or whoever humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Matthew 8, verse 4 and 5.
Oh, that's not Matthew 8. What's that?
No, Matthew 18, verse 4 and 5.
In the New King James Version?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And where can I find your book?
At Amazon.
That's right.
It only costs $2.99.
For the ebook.
For the ebook.
And for the paper book, it costs $14.99.
$14.99? Is this the paper book?
Mm-hmm.
That says this?
Mm-hmm. So what was the reason that Dukes got sad?
Because they just looked at me and ran away.
Did that happen for real sometimes?
Yes. It happens for real sometimes.
How does that make you feel?
That make me want to play with other friends.
Who understand you and like you, huh?
Uh-huh. Which is you. Oh, and no matter what, if they don't want to play with me, my brother plays with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, my brother plays with me all the time.
And who else?
And my dad.
That's right.
Or we can play Uno.
Mm-hmm.
Uno will be good.
So now we're going to get to the next song.
Okay.
And what song is that? So somebody asked, and we're going to let her come on and ask questions later, but she said, how do they get an autographed copy of your book?
Talk to my mommy.
Or tell her to go to the website.
Huh?
She can go to the Young
Safe Leaders
website.
You can go to the Young Safe Leaders website or ask my mom, no matter what. It's all yours.
Are you going to sign it?
Sure.
You're going to put your autograph on there?
Sure, and I'm going to write it in cursive.
Okay. We're going to get to the next song. The next song is called what?
Love You Forever.
So the next song we're going to play
is Love You Forever
by Bree Babineau.
Bree Babineau?
Oh, Going to be taking questions from the audience. If you get an invite, please come up, and Dukes will be taking what?
The questions. Hi, Dukes.
Hello, Dr. Vilma.
How are you?
I'm very good. I just got in the show.
Well, I'm so excited that you're taking over the show.
And I am the king of the show.
Awesome.
I'm taking over on the show. Okay, and I'm winning $20.
Well, Mr. King Dukes, I have a question.
She got a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you plan to write another book?
Of course. Why not?
Okay, I'm excited about that. I cannot wait. What do you think the next book will be about? What do you think you're going to write about?
What do you want to write about?
I'm thinking.
Maybe something you can do with your superpowers?
Sure. Or how can you fly? How can you fly?
Right.
How can you fly?
I love that.
Mm-hmm. How can you fly?
Okay.
I cannot fly yet.
I understand you're taking donations. Is that what you're doing?
Uh-huh. I'm taking donations from my mom. She's giving me $20, and 1 plus 20 is 21, so I'm using that for Robux.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yep, it goes 21, it goes 2,200.
So how much do you have to have?
How many Robux do you have to have? How many Robux do you have to have?
I need 2,200 to get enough. Oh. Because if I don't get enough, then it's over.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I'm trying to get Robux so I can have enough for pro stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I'm definitely going to be supporting you. So I appreciate you reading your book today. I enjoyed the entire show.
Thank you.
Great job.
I love you.
I love you back. Are you trying to give more donuts?
Yes.
Well, you have this way of melting a person's heart.
Wait, what? Okay.
She said heart. Which means you make it easy for me to do things that you ask.
Yeah. So I'll never again.
You are all that and a king. Huh? Thank you for today.
You are a queen. My mom is the queen. My dad is the biggest queen. I mean the biggest king. I am the little king.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed listening to you. Love you back. I'm going to exit so you can get your next speaker so that their hearts will melt too.
Okay.
Have a good one. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
She said fart or something.
She did not say fart.
I thought you said that.
Okay, next up.
What's next up?
Miss who?
Miss Jeffrey!
Say, answer the phone, Miss Gentry.
Answer the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I have enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a very good
job. I'm getting donations from my mom.
I get it. I understand.
And Dr. Vilma.
Yeah, I'm going to be rich today. That's all. $4,500 or $10,000 Robux.
You going to be what today?
movie work today. So that is it's gonna equal $10,000 or $2,300 or $4,500.
Okay, let me ask you a question before I get sidetracked, because sometimes I get sidetracked a lot. When you forget what you're talking about.
You got to be quiet and ask the question, okay?
Okay, so where do we send our donation for you taking over the show?
Mom.
Okay. Okay, good. That sounds right. Now, I heard you read your story. I heard you read your brother's story. You're really good at reading.
Thank you.
And I heard you tell Dr. Velma you were going to obviously do another book at some point in time. So you're not going to be...
Gotta let them finish.
Okay. So I heard you say that it was going to be How to Fly. So... now, what type of flying will you be doing, sir?
Superman flying.
Okay.
I want to be Superman so bad. Uh-huh. I want to be a superhero.
Okay. I understand that. I do understand that. And I appreciate you taking my question.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of the day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Love you too. Yeah, I'm like Dr. Vail and I. He's trying to milk my little horn. Let me go. I appreciate you, boo.
Huh? Love you.
Love you too.
Miss Gentry.
Thank you. You have a great one of the rest of your day, okay?
Oh, you too.
Next up, Dr. Audrey Ann.
Come on.
Say hi, Miss Audrey.
Hi, Miss Audrey Ann.
Hello, Mr. Dukes. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I really enjoyed your reading, and I have a question. How do you encourage other young girls and boys to write their books?
Encourage means to help them want to help. Do.
Yeah.
Help. So how do you help your friends want to write their own books?
Like if they don't know how to spell something, I can spell it for them.
Yes. That's good. Huh? That's good.
And showing them my book.
And showing them your book. Excellent. Excellent. So do you... Oh, go ahead.
It's nothing.
So... when do you think... No, this is what I want to tell you. I think you need to whisper to your mom and tell her that you all want to visit South Carolina.
South Carolina? What?
Yes.
South Carolina?
That's what I think is a good idea.
What yes. is that?
What's the next place you want to go?
New York. Or what? New York. Or San Francisco.
Okay.
Those and then after that, you can go to South
Carolina. If you want to
come to South Carolina.
That's what Dr. Audrey Ann is.
I want to meet you, please.
Yes. Please, there you go.
I want to take three plane trips.
Yeah, see?
You want to take three plane trips.
So, when you come to South Carolina.
Then I'm gonna make New York our home. I'm gonna make New York our home. That's what our new home is going to be.
I think it's colder in New York than it is where you live.
Okay. So, on my birthday, New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, then meet her at South Carolina.
Very good. Very good.
You just pray to the Lord and he will answer your prayers, okay?
Yes, yes. Well, it was nice talking to you, Mr. Dukes.
You too.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you on my birthday.
Yes.
I'll see you on my birthday.
Okay. All right, then. Love you bunches.
Bye-bye. I see you on my birthday at the San Francisco.
Well...
I love see you on my birthday after on San Francisco and New York. We'll live there like one day and San Francisco one day and then South Carolina 2 days.
Yes. You'll need to come to South Carolina because you'll be frozen in New York. So you come to South Carolina to warm up.
Warm back up.
Yeah. So New York is colder.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coldest place on earth?
No.
Mm-mm.
What's the coldest place on earth?
What do you think?
Antarctica.
That's right.
Antarctica is the coldest place on earth.
Did you tell Dr. Adrienne we visit the Navy base?
We visited the Navy base yesterday.
I saw your pictures. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed the museum. And the best thing I liked was the aircraft. And it was the aircraft carrier.
Yes. Awesome. That's wonderful.
No, she's a Navy lady.
My dad is a Navy man.
Your daddy's in the Army.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Army.
Yeah.
No, he's not in the Navy. We just had to go there to get our IDs.
They had to get... My mom and dad had to get my IDs back from the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to... And I took a picture of there is something in the Navy base.
Oh, good. Yes, well, I was in the Navy for a long time.
How long?
Longer than you can imagine.
50?
He said 50 days.
He said 50 months.
50 months? Okay. A little more than 50 months.
70
I'll tell you all about it later.
She said she's going to tell you about it later. Okay. Say, see you later.
See you later.
All right. Love you bunches.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. We got to conclude the show.
Okay.
Conclude the show. So the last song we're going to play before we leave is what? They can't hear you.
Oceans, oceans.
Where my feet may fail. But before we do that, Deuce, can you pray for everybody on the show? And before we leave, and all the people who are listening?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I thank God I can get my $20.
Okay, but you got to pray for everybody on the show.
Dear God, I hope that I see Dr. Audrey Anna on South Carolina on my birthday and
talk to who?
And talk
to Miss Gentry.
And talk to Miss Gentry.
And Dr. Velma.
And Dr. Velma.
And everybody who listened on the show.
And everybody who listened on the show.
And you hope, and you thank God.
And I thank God.
And Jesus.
And I thank God and Jesus.
Why do you thank Jesus? For what? What's tomorrow?
Resurrection Day.
And what did Jesus do for us?
He went to heaven so God can forgive us.
How did he go to heaven? He died.
He died for our sins. On the third day.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow is the third day.
Mm-hmm. And it celebrates that he rose from what?
The dead.
And he went where?
To heaven.
That's right. So we can live where?
and heaven eternally.
But, and that means what?
Forever.
Right.
That means we can live forever.
In Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So we're going to conclude the show, you guys. That was a beautiful prayer,
mm-hmm.
Marvis.
Thank you.
And we're going to end it with
Oceans,
Where My Feet May Fail.
That's why I named this album Keeps My Heart, because each song is like a testimony from an experience that I faced, whether it was a good, you know, experience or whether it was a bad experience, you know, it's my testimony, you know, and I'm sharing it with the world. I'm letting them see what was hidden in my heart whenever I gave God the keys. I'm letting them.
Trust is with now you are the father. little girl. How do you get off that damn chain? You take yourself off that chain, sir?
Stop. 1 hour and 20 minutes.